I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Hello, welcome to the Football Drop Podcast.
Hello, hello. I don't like this at all, man.
No?
Nah.
Bit conscious, isn't ya?
Oh, man, I just hate being on camera. It's like the worst fucking thing in the world.
Yeah.
I just can't deal with it.
Well, good news is, though, we're in the same room together after a, what, 4 or 5 week hiatus?
I won't lie. So, I got a little bit excited this morning.
Did you?
It wasn't morning glory, just generally got excited thinking about you. That's weird.
Yeah.
Just the fact that we're actually together recording.
We are.
We've had a unfortunately last minute dropout for our guest, which is a shame. I'm really disappointed.
Shame.
However, he has broken his wrist playing a charity football game yesterday.
Yeah.
So we wish him a speedy recovery and hopefully he'll come on later on in the series, fingers crossed.
Fingers crossed, not for him. Keep your fingers straight.
Yeah, keep your definitely keep your fingers straight.
I don't actually know. Does a wrist injury affect your fingers?
Yes.
Okay. Maybe the other hand, then.
Well, it depends where it is. I suppose if it's, like, there.
That
oh, my
wrist,
God.
Yeah.
I've just realised, when we're talking about all this shit that we normally do with our hands, you guys can see it now.
Yeah.
Like Will's willy.
Yeah.
Buzz it.
So are you going to say who the special guest was, or are we going to keep it a mystery?
No, we'll keep it a mystery for now.
Ooh.
Keep it a mystery.
It's a good one as well, actually.
It is. It's a... how do I say? It's a professional within the football industry.
Yep. Not like us.
Not like us at all.
No, it's exciting.
It is fucking exciting.
We've got an exciting year ahead of us.
Yeah, we have.
How's your week been?
Busy.
Yeah, go on.
So, obviously, the new job, it's kicking my arse. The travel is tough. The travel is really tough.
Okay.
But I'm enjoying it.
Yeah.
And I love the job.
Okay.
So, good. What's it? 3-4 weeks in. Give it another 4 weeks, I'll probably look for another job.
Probably.
That's what we tend to do, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, what about you? How's your week been?
Yeah, good.
Oh,
mate.
Hello. We've got things going on here in the background. Apologies.
Yeah, busy. Oh, it's a reminder for our football drop interview. Because I've just had it. Yeah, busy, mate. Yeah, nice. I went to the Folkestone Air Show tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
And I got burned. My face is red. I'm surprised you haven't said it.
No, it doesn't look that red. It's a bit now that you've said it. Your
it.
Cheeks are very rosy red.
Yeah, man. I caught the sun. So, pleased to be filming again.
What's defined as an air show?
So, yeah, of course. I forgot about this. So, there's two things I want to pick up with you.
I'd like to point out, I still don't think I'm wrong.
So, I said I'm going to the air show, and then you started talking about balloons and kites.
Yeah. One, I was being sarcastic.
Oh, was
knew,
it?
Obviously, it was an aeroplane show.
Yeah.
But it just says air show.
Yeah.
So it's actually quite misleading if you think about it.
Okay, go on.
Because what else could be in the air? It could be birds, it could be balloons, it could be kites.
They're the only things that you could think of that go in the air as well, because you've said balloons and kites about six times now.
Mm.
So it was aeroplanes, so Red Arrows, there was a Spitfire, Lancaster Bomber, all of that sort of stuff that was there, and then there was a few of the ones with, you know, the ones with the double wings, I don't know what they're called. Not
really biplanes, biplanes.
Biplanes?
Yeah.
I thought they were wing walkers, but I think that's the people who stand on the wings and then they walk along the wings.
Yeah.
Yeah. So there was that, and then Guardian on Saturday. Oh my god, it was fucking hard work.
Was it? It was hot on Saturday as well.
Like, honestly, I know we don't like to go into detail on this, but the sweat.
Ew.
It was fucking vile.
Yeah. I remember when we went out yesterday to the zoo, and once I had a shower, I was sweating as I got out of the shower. It was that hot. I thought, oh, fuck this.
Yeah.
Too much.
Too much.
Too much.
So I've got a question for you.
Okay, ask away.
Can you say lime?
Lime.
Okay, I just want, right, so get in touch now, viewers. Did he say lime, or did he say lion, like lion?
Lime. Oh, there's a very loud plane overhead.
An air show come to us, because we were just talking about air shows.
That was proper loud, and all the windows are shut.
Loudest plane I think I've ever heard in my entire life.
Yeah. Interesting.
So, lime... Or lime. Go on, one more time.
Lime.
It's definitely lime.
It's not, mate, you're so weird. Right, let's move on, because otherwise we're going to be talking about this for the whole fucking episode.
We'll be speaking about it for the majority of the day.
Yeah, I don't know how long it's been now. Probably like 3-4 minutes, maybe 5
at
this stage.
Yeah. So, I want to talk to you a little bit about a personal experience that I've had, which is I'm getting old.
Okay.
So there's a few things that have happened in my life recently that have made me realise just how old I am.
Tuck it into your socks.
Not quite there yet, but it's getting close.
Okay.
So first things first, Theo Walcott has retired.
He has. How did you feel? I was a bit gutted.
I think gutted. I think gutted because he was meant to be so much more than he ever really was. He wasn't bad, but he was meant to be more.
Underwhelming, I think, would be the best way to describe his career.
Yeah, but he's 2 months older than me. And I remember when yes, he's March, I'm May. So I remember when he burst onto the scene and I was like, oh, wow, he's that deal. Like, okay, I need to... he could be somebody that I'd like... can compare to. So like, right, okay, well, when he's 26 he'll be playing at a high level, maybe I'll be, you know, League 1, League 2.
Did you want to be a footballer when you were younger?
Yeah, of course I did. Who didn't?
Was you at like trials and academies and stuff, or is it still just one of those pipe dreams?
Probably more of a pipe dream than I'd like to admit, but
okay,
yeah, I wasn't that good.
I'm sick now.
Yeah, exactly. So he's retired. And I feel like, wow, okay, maybe I'm not going to be a professional footballer.
Maybe
I'm not going to be there with my knees the way they are.
Mate,
I've got
you and your fucking knees.
I've got grey chest hair as well, mate.
What?
Yeah.
I didn't know that was a thing.
Have you got any greys on your body?
Yeah, I've got loads of grey hairs. Yeah, I've got loads of grey hairs.
What about, so have I, but what about like body wise? Have you noticed any?
I mean, I'm not exactly the most hairiest of people anyway, so no, I'm quite lucky in that department.
That bushy beard, you got any
nice
greys in it? No, see, I've noticed greys in my beard. Nice. Now my chest.
I'm
worried that it's like working its way down.
I do just get one grey / white hair that comes up about here somewhere. And Lauren takes great pride in pulling it.
That's just reminded me of something that you said that you was going to do, but still haven't done, actually.
I'm not, mate, I never said I was going to do hair.
You've said twice you're going to do the Trossard hair.
No, I can't at this. Anymore.
Why?
Got a new job, can't do that.
Oh, don't talk shit.
Got a professional outfit now.
No.
New guy.
New guy, more like. I don't know what that means.
That made no sense.
Yeah,
it literally made no sense at all.
It's Jackie Boy's birthday. So naturally he's asked for a PS5 and an iPhone, brand new iPhone.
Legend.
High expectations.
I mean, it's not his birthday yet, though, is it?
No.
We've got 4 weeks yet.
We have got a few weeks yet. And Robin doesn't really want anything. So, you know, both ends of the scale.
That's a result for you.
Yeah.
I mean, it's going to cost you a fortune with Jack, but it saved you a fortune with Robin.
This is true. Maybe I could spend all of her money on Jack.
I'm not sure if Selge would approve of that.
I don't think I would approve of that. That was just a bad joke.
Nice cover.
Yeah. But anyway, how are you? How's things with Benji?
Yes, all good, mate.
Yeah?
All good. Living the dream. Still finding it weird being in a new job again after a few months out.
Mm-hmm.
I enjoyed it, though.
Good.
But now back to the grind, which is good. I've already been planning the office, the new office / podcast studio.
Yeah.
That hopefully we'll be in by the end of the year.
Mm-hmm.
As you can see, like we're in just a makeshift office at the moment.
We are, yeah.
Full of boxes and crap that I just have no room anywhere else for at the moment.
Yeah. So before we move on to the footy news then,
We talked about footy news. We've actually gone back.
Yeah, but that was it was in relation to, you know, me.
All about you, yeah.
Is that not what this is about? Because that's news.
Yeah.
Sure. Oh, cool. Okay.
It's the football drop wheel show.
I need to make an apology.
To who? Me.
To you, our Bronyas out there in the FTP world. Of my performance from last week's FDP episode.
Yes, you do. I wonder where you were going with this.
So, I was a little bit tired last week. It was a bit late. You know, 9:30 for me is quite late.
Do you reckon it's late for Theo Walcott?
Probably.
Okay.
I would expect so. I just couldn't handle the late night. I'm not normally in bed. I think that's my wind down time. I think at 9:30 I'm ready to wind down and go to sleep. And it very much came across that way last week. So I'd say 1 out of 10 for performance from me, 2 out of 10 for the podcast, 3 out of 10 for the sound quality, 4 out of 10 for the episode in its entirety, and that's all down to me.
Well, I appreciate the apology. I'm sure you guys out there do, but yeah, it's just not good enough.
But don't forget, was it Lime or Liam? footballdroppodcast@hotmail.com.
Right, let's go on to the news. I'm bored of hearing this now.
All right.
Ben Foster has retired again.
Okay.
Do this one first.
Do
you want to deal with this one first?
Do.
He's played 4 games for Wrexham back in League 2, conceded 13 goals. And then all of a sudden off the back of a 5-5 draw with Swindon, I think it was.
I think it was Walsall.
Was it? I thought it was Swindon. Pretty sure it was Swindon.
Was it? How sure?
I'd say 100%.
It was.
Yeah, there you go. 5-5 draw. And looking at the highlights, as it were, he just wasn't good enough. So I think he's not taking training seriously, or he's not training enough. And he's obviously focused on his podcast and his media stuff and whatever, and his YouTube channel. And I think he's just, enough's enough. He said, look, I'm not at the level I should be, so I'm out. I think he's a bit of a fob off. A little bit.
Yeah.
Because he's left it, what's it, the 21st. They've got 10 days to get another goalie in if they're going to replace him. Because they've got Mark Howard and Rob Layton.
Yeah, so is he just too old? Is it just a league too much for him?
Maybe.
He was conceding goals in the conference.
He was, but it wasn't the mistakes he was making like he was on this one.
It's a level up, isn't it? He retired for a reason from professional football.
But he retired from Watford.
Yeah.
Who were Premier League or Championship?
I think they were Championship.
But I think he was still still at a good level.
He had a good chunk of time out. But I mean, the mad thing is they've conceded 13 goals. They've also scored 13.
The
highest goal scorers in the league.
Yeah, I think they'll be fine throughout the season.
Do you think? Yeah, but they want promotion.
Yeah, I do think they might be a bit tight.
Mm.
I do. I'll be honest. They're kind of like my second team at the moment.
Are they?
Yeah, I follow them a lot.
Oh, okay.
But I think it's because of the documentary. I was bought into it.
Right.
I mean, I've got the Wrexham shirt somewhere.
Have you?
Yeah, I've got the home shirt somewhere.
Okay.
For this season, because I thought it's quite a big shirt. Obviously, it's back in League Two. It's quite historic for the club. I tried to get last season's one. Cannot get out for love nor money. Unless you want to pay £200 plus, I ain't paying that.
How much do you pay for?
It's normal, £45 or something. £40.
Okay. What
good price?
So I think my second team at the minute is going to be Gillingham.
Yeah, I mean they're our local team, aren't they? Local big team, I suppose now.
The big local team.
Big local team.
Yeah, I'd say so.
Doing FTP
day out. Smashing
it
as well.
Yeah, good start to the season.
4-1-4, played four, 1-4.
That's good.
Yeah.
It's a very good showing so far. So back to it. Ben Foster's retired now.
You can tell you're awkward.
Bit of a shock. I didn't know what to do then.
No,
I was like,
you could tell.
But I didn't want to hit anything either because I feel like a bit cramped here.
It is a bit cramped here.
It's like tech central here, which is normally what I love. But yeah, it's...
A bit overwhelming, isn't it? I just simulated
fucking
somewhat.
Wires everywhere.
Yeah, you're a bit of a clean freak as well when it comes to wires.
We need to be wireless shit. What else is going? Neymar has gone to Saudi.
Yep.
Big move. They proper announced it though. Have you seen the video? Like the announcement thing. Stadium walk and stuff.
Mm.
They also went mental for him.
But he's the biggest player in the world.
Well, he's not, is he? Messi is.
Arguably,
Ronaldo.
Other than them two.
So he's not the biggest then, he's third.
Yeah.
Okay.
But Ronaldo's already made the move.
Yeah.
Messi's in America.
Yeah.
Smashing it, by the way.
Also loving it. Have you seen what he came out with? I think it was over the weekend. He's basically saying, no, I'm into Miami because I chose to be here and I want to be here. He's like, I've won everything, so I'm enjoying my football without the pressures. He's like, and I'm loving it. The last 2 years, I didn't love it. It's like, ooh. Because he didn't choose to go to PSG, really, did he?
Nah. But he's just won the Leagues Cup or something like that.
I don't know what that is. What is that, Will?
An American competition.
Yeah.
And he scored in every round of that competition.
Wow.
And they won it. So he basically every competition he's played in, he's won.
It's mental. I think he needs to score. I think it's like another 15 goals or something, 20 goals. And he's into Miami's top goal scorer.
Well, yeah.
That's him. That's mental. I know, obviously, they've not been around for long, but that's mental.
Yeah, they're a two-year-old club, so yeah, that makes perfect sense. And he's just scoring for fun.
He's so much better than everyone in that league, though, isn't he?
100%. He's always going to go and walk it, but he's the most decorated player ever.
Ever?
The most decorated player.
Wow. Fucking hell. That's good going, isn't it?
That's all right, isn't it?
Yeah, it's not too
yeah.
shabby.
It's not too shabby. Yeah. Mason Greenwood has left Man United.
Yeah. He's leaving. I don't think he's left.
He's leaving, yeah.
How do you stand on this? It's quite a controversial topic.
It's
I don't want to go into too much detail to Ribby. No, that's taken off air or something.
Getting lynched. It's such a controversial thing. And I've seen and read to both sides. And I can kind of see both sides. I think if you look at the evidence that's out there, then it's the right decision for Man United to have made the decision that they've made. The question I think is on a lot of people's lips is how they've handled this situation as in the club and how it has taken this long to make that decision, which for many people is blindingly obvious.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think just to add to that, it's the process they've undertaken to get to this point. So they put statements out today and they're like, oh, we've done our investigation, we've got evidence that's not in the public domain, blah, 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 and we've decided it's in the best interest of the club or whatever.
Mm.
So all they're thinking about is money. And I appreciate it's a business. I get that totally. But this is a football club that should have values. Like the biggest club in England, arguably one of the best in the world.
Biggest,
in the world. Yeah, not best at the moment by far. Surely they've got to be doing more.
Yeah. Yeah. for women's rights, for what is right.
Yeah, I think everyone at the club would have just gone on strike, because not many people agree with keeping him on.
No.
And their plan was 100% they were going to keep him, reintegrate him into the squad. It's all was there. It was only the fallback and blowback from leaked bits and pieces that obviously they've tactically done to see what the public sort of perception is overall.
Mm.
And they've gone, I don't fucking do that.
No.
Honestly, I think it's wrong. I think it's wrong that I even considered it.
Completely agree. Yeah, so that's an interesting one. Should we move on?
Yeah, because it angers me thinking about it.
So, Harry Kane scored in his debut. Start there. Did well.
Well, I suppose, do we start with the fact that Harry Kane's gone?
I think we spoke about that last week, didn't we?
Did we?
Yeah.
I don't think we did, because he went on Friday. It was confirmed Saturday morning.
Last week?
No. Yeah, last week. We recorded on a Monday, Tuesday last week.
Yeah, and he just played because he'd Spursy did.
Mate, was that so... was this weekend?
No, it wasn't. He played further this weekend than one. He scored.
Did he?
Yeah.
Oh, man, I don't even know anymore. Yeah. No, you are right, yeah.
Yeah, thank you. I know.
Sorry, apologies.
That's all right. No worries.
Mate, honestly, like, I don't know. Weeks.
Endo has transferred to Liverpool.
Who?
Endo?
Fernandez.
No, that's Enzo.
Endo Wataru, isn't it?
Yeah, I'm not even going to pronounce it. Yeah, I'm going to go Endo.
Don't. I think again, what we're going to play is I'm going to put a card up and you've got to pronounce the name so you can get that correctly.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a really good game.
It's an interesting one. A few million, it was like 15 million from Stuttgart.
Mm.
Weird one, was it?
I think it's this will do for now until they can identify. Because Lavia obviously were taken off of them at the last
minute. Well, yeah, we'll come on to that. Caicedo
battle and stuff like that.
Yeah.
I think it's a case of this guy will do a job for us for a year or two.
Okay.
He's only signed on a 3-year deal anyway. So surely that's a 2-year plan and then ship him off for 5-6 million at the end of it.
He's meant to be a beast as well.
Like, yeah, he's got a good record.
He's a proper baller. And we'll come on but to the. He played at the weekend, so we'll come on to that in a bit. But yeah, he's meant to be good.
Yeah, but that's in Bundesliga, you can be good.
Well, yeah. I mean, Harry Kane's doing well, isn't he?
Yeah, but I'm thinking like the other way. You know, Havertz wasn't great. He's had one good season at Chelsea.
Oh,
he came from the Bundesliga. Podolski was arguably good, but...
Oh, he scores when he wants.
Yeah, but he just didn't want to that often, did he, unfortunately? No. Schweinsteiger, arguably, is a bit older, so it's difficult.
Are you just listing German players now that have gone...
Yeah, just trying to remember all of them, just to prove...
Oh, great. This is going to be really fun.
So, yeah, there you go.
Jens Lehmann
was sick. Gundogan was sick. I think it's just...
One size fits all seems like a good idea for clothes until you try them on. Same goes for healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. Learn more at uh1.com.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems. But getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
It's a balance.
Özil.
Don't get me started on Özil.
Yeah.
Let's move on. Well, she got.
So you've spoken about Neymar. What was the? There was one more. Oh yeah. So sorry. It was the Chelsea thing, wasn't it? It was the Elise Bindemoth.
Yes.
They went in for him. Paid the release clause, and then he went and signed a new 4-year contract.
Higher release clause in there.
With a higher release clause in there.
Oh, yeah.
And it was announced on Parrish's personal Instagram.
Oh, was it? I didn't
know
that.
As a big, fuck you, motherfuckers.
That's quality. It's just nice, the fact that there are players that will turn Chelsea down.
Yeah, because it was really funny, wasn't it, to watch Liverpool get turned down by Caicedo and Lavia.
Yeah.
But then it was really funny to see Chelsea get shot down by Elise.
I think we took a lot more joy in it than we should have.
Maybe take a lot of joy in everything unless it's related negatively against Arsenal.
Yeah, fair.
We don't handle the Gillingham from now, apparently.
Yeah, I don't know. It's just weird that you just have teams that you just have develop an affinity.
Yeah, see, it's like you like Real Madrid and I like Barcelona.
Yeah, because Barcelona.
You like Celtic and I like Rangers.
I don't like Celtic.
You love Celtic. You've got their T-shirt.
I've got their football shirt. But I'm also going to get a Rangers shirt. No, it's not.
Oh, okay, sorry.
It's got a collar, so it's more of a polo shirt. Such a good... Whatever, mate. Whatever. What else is going on in the news, eh? Going to tell me about it?
Good day. I think that's it, mate.
Oh, that's it, is it? Wicked. Should we take a pause?
Yeah, let's do that.
Hey, guys. Here at the Football Drop Podcast, we'd love to hear all your comments, feedback and funny stories. If you'd like us to share them on the pod, please email us at footballdroppodcast@hotmail.com. Thank you.
Should we move on to Premier League?
Yeah, I think
should
we should, yeah.
That's right, an itch, fucking hell. You dig me out on everything, mate.
Yeah.
I don't like this. I think we're done. Our first video episode, we're done. See ya.
Should we move on to the Premier League? Yeah.
What's the first game? Forest, Sheffield United.
Was. Awani.
Awani. Is it Awani or Awani?
Awani.
Awani.
Awani. Awani. Awani. I feel like it's different. Awani. Awani. Awani.
Lyman. Lyam.
Awani, I think it is. No. Awani. I don't know.
Right, we can sit for fucking ages.
I won you.
So basically, he scored again.
I won you.
Scored 6-6 now.
Mate, he's a fucking.
He's doing
baller.
Really well for him. I don't know why he didn't start last weekend though. Because he does score.
Yeah, he came off the bench, didn't he last
week? Yeah, and scored against us. Mm. But yeah, he's doing really well. Got a nice little record for Forest now.
He's a proper player, man. He's strong. He's pacey. He's like a good Antonio.
Do you think? To be fair, we'll go on to that later. But he scored.
We'll come on to that later because there's two things I want to talk about Antonio for.
Is there?
Oh, he's okay. Got beef. I know, mate. It's funny.
Okay. I didn't know about this.
Yeah.
Yes, I think it's a really solid win. I'm surprised Sheffield United scored a goal, to be honest.
Banging goal, by the way.
Just goes to show the levels that Forest potentially are at this season.
I am going to make a sneaky little prediction.
Oh, here we go.
I think Sheffield United will be relegated with the least amount of points if they continue with this team. Now, Heckenbottom did say what?
That's what I'm missing.
Oh, right, okay.
I'm intrigued. I'm like, go on.
I said a big word there. I said it wrong.
What, Heckenbottom?
Yeah.
You're normally wrong, but no, you're right, I think.
So he said something about getting new players in. So I will put that in. If they get new players, then they might not. But was it Derby who got the record for the least amount of points? It was like 4.5 points, something stupid like that.
No, it's 12 I think they got in the end.
Was it? Okay.
But I think they got one win all season.
Okay.
It was them or Sunderland.
It was, yeah, that's who I'm reckoning. Yeah.
I think it was Sunderland with like 11 or 12 points or something. Okay.
So I think they'll be that bad.
I think they could be, yeah. Hmm. Yeah, I think they could be. Except, I can't even see who they'd beat.
That's what I mean. Result.
Be a slim 1-0 against like an Everton maybe or something.
That's what I mean. And yeah, maybe a Luton, like because they used to go into Kenilworth Road and maybe put in a shift. But yeah.
Yeah, maybe, yeah.
I just can't see anyone else losing to them.
That's a good
call. But what will probably happen now is they'll go play Man City and they'll win 3-0. And it'll be
get
like,
a one. Yeah, a slim 1-0 win. You're like, how the fuck are they
done
that? Yeah. We've 4-0 the week before, though.
Mate, Chris Wood. Banging header.
That was a wicked header, wasn't it?
Banging header.
It was quite nice to see him score.
Yeah.
He hasn't scored for a while since I think he only scored two since he joined him. Or something.
Yeah, I think it was April when the last time he scored. Yeah.
And he just comes across as such a like a nice bloke, just wants to score goals.
Mm. Well,
he's just like, yeah.
You're looking at me. I want to score goals, I'm a nice guy.
Yeah, but you don't shoot. You can't score a goal if you don't take a shot.
I'm too scared. My confidence is low. I'm like Lacazette from a couple of seasons ago.
Oh, God, he was shocking for us.
Yeah.
Yeah, we pass you the ball and you just need to shoot.
Thank you.
If you shoot and it's on target, it'll probably go in because it's JP.
Oh, shots fired!
I don't make any sense.
Should we move on to the next game?
Sorry, bro. Yeah, mate, what was next?
So it's the Liverpool team against the Bournemouth team.
Oh, okay.
So Endo, just to say, because we were talking about this earlier, we touched upon it not a moment ago.
Such a
dick. Where he actually came on, he played really well. He was like proper like...
Really?
Yeah, mate, he was like a fucking tank. He was like, come on, he was just like charging around. Make it. He made a couple of good tackles.
Like a tank, he was charging around.
Yeah.
Okay. Nice.
Luis Diaz scored. Yep. Good goal.
2-2.
Yep. Mo Salah.
Mo Salah.
Missed a pen, but then...
Mate, he's missed a few pens now, but yeah. He always seems to score a rebound.
He does, yeah.
I don't know how he does it.
Diego Jota again. I mean, they do get goals, don't they, these Liverpool strikers?
I just think the Liverpool formation's a bit weird, because they're sort of playing with five or six attackers. Or attacking-minded players.
They've got a very, very attacking-minded. How do you say the guy? Szoboszlai? Szoboszlai. Is that how you say it?
Szoboszlai.
I got fucking no chance. Honestly, I've heard his
That's
name.
That's how I've heard it being said.
Literally,
anyway.
It fucks off. It just fucks off out of my head. It goes in there and it just fucks off.
Fucks off.
Szoboszlai.
Yeah, Dominic Szoboszlai.
Szoboszlai. I'm going to get that wrong. So,
mate, you can't even say Lacazette half the time.
I think I'm going to call him D Money from now on.
Just call him Dominic.
Bonnie the Douche, Dominic. Only Fools and Horses fans will get that reference. You only Fools and Horses?
Nah.
Okay. Gakpo. What did you think of the McAllister red?
I haven't seen the red. I know Liverpool are appealing it, though.
I'm fucking not surprised. Can I just say, though? You know when we do this podcast and we review matches, it would be really helpful if you watch them?
Yeah.
Cool.
I was watching Match of the Day, and then I went to make a bacon sandwich and obviously missed it, and then just turned over. So,
cool.
Yeah, I apologise.
Priorities.
I would put more effort in, okay?
So, I don't think it will get overturned, personally, and I don't think Mr. Shearer thought so either when I was watching Match of the Day. But, he kind of came in... with his foot was quite high, but it wasn't that high.
Was it reckless?
I wouldn't say so, but his studs were up, I guess.
I think that's it. If your studs are up, that's it. It's a dangerous tackle.
Yeah, so that's why I don't think it will be overturned, but I think if I was McAllister, I'd be like, I'd take a yellow.
You've got to take in that whole situation there, don't you? I think that's the problem.
When you slow it down, it looks worse.
Yeah.
But like gameplay... He went for the ball, like it wasn't. There was no malice in that at all. I know there's a town called Malice, but there was no malice in that.
Such a loser. You're such a loser, mate.
So yeah, I would be appealing that. Do you want to move on to the Wolves game?
Yeah.
Watch that one.
I did actually. Yeah.
Okay. Cool. Mate, I know we said it about Aouni and Szoboszlai.
Who?
Szoboszlai.
Nice.
Matoma. Oh, he's fucking quality, mate.
He is good.
He did go a bit, to be fair, he did go a little bit quiet after his goal. But that goal was fucking, he just ran. Got it. Boom.
They're on really good form and they're just proving yet again that they can replace whoever.
Was it 8 goals in 2 games now?
Yeah, 2-4-1 wins. So they're on very good form. It's all Deserby ball, blah, blah, blah. But it will be interesting to see once European games are coming and they're doing lots of travelling further afield, coming back, can they handle it? So I don't think they've got the biggest squad, but they've got lots of youngsters who can come through.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously we've seen like that Julio Enciso, is it? He came through last season.
Yeah, he was really good. Like, did you see his ball to Solly Marsh?
Mate, honestly, he just pings it for fun.
He's fucking quality, mate. He's such a good
Solly
player.
Marsh is actually a very good player.
Solly Marsh coming through, yeah.
Just does... He always seems to deliver for him.
Mm-hmm.
He has sort of these rich reins of form. He'll score 3, 4, 5 games on the spin. Or do some assists and stuff. Then he goes quiet for a few games. Then he comes to life again. He seems to do it at the right time when they need it.
Mm.
So it's just annoying, isn't it?
Yeah, they're very, very good. You know, they've sold, like, was it 2 or 3 of their best players? They've got rid of Saido and McAllister. So
and Sanchez, their first choice goalie.
Sanchez, their keeper, yeah. Of course, they've got Steele now, haven't they?
Yeah, they got Verbruggen back, Verbruggen in from somewhere in Belgium.
Yeah. I think they've been playing Steelinger, haven't they?
Yeah, I think it's because he was actually playing quite well, and it's like, well, why would we change it?
Yeah, exactly.
You've got to fight for your place, isn't it, at the end of the day?
Yeah, no, I completely agree. What did you think of the red card, Nunes?
I didn't think it was a red.
No? That was a double yellow, wasn't it?
Yeah, I didn't think it was. I think it was a soft second.
Oh, okay.
Don't you?
No, I seem to think it. I seem to remember thinking that it was a red.
Oh, I thought it was soft.
Was it? There was a double yellow card, wasn't it?
I think so. That's something that's sounding completely different now.
Yeah.
You're making a question.
I know. Yeah,
let's not talk about it in case we're wrong.
There was another one that I was like, oh no, I thought, oh mate, no, it was that was the West Ham game I'm thinking of. Sorry, I've completely forgotten what this one was. Should we move on?
Yeah, because I have no idea what you're talking about now, and you've thrown me.
Good place to stop. Oh, actually, the next one is Fulham. Mitrovic, he's now gone. He left.
Is that
Saturday.
Confirmed now?
Yeah,
it?
He left Saturday. Where did he go? What's the blue one?
Al Nassir, wasn't it?
Nassir, that's it, the blue one. Yeah, Al Nassir.
Al Hilal's blue, though. Yeah, it's Al Hilal because Neymar's gone now.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. Al Hilal, yeah. Hit £50 million move.
Oh, they got 50 million.
50 million, so it's record fee for Fulham. But again, like you say, you know, it's quite close to the end of the window.
Well, they got Jimenez in. I don't know whether that's a direct replacement.
Well, I mean, if you look at the way, I mean, Tottenham, the way Fulham played against Brentford, I don't know if you think, you know, 10 shots, 2 on target.
Yeah, but I think Brentford were very good.
They were, but Brentford were away. They were at Craven Cottage.
Fulham should be better. They're normally, it's a bit of a difficult ground to go.
Yeah.
But Fulham tend to have these results in them.
I think Ream was deserving sending off. I think I think the referee got most of the decisions right there. But yeah, I mean, so with Brentford, I thought that they were going to really struggle without your man, Ivan.
Fuck's sake. Yeah. But Wissam and Buemo, they're clearing up, no problem. I saw a stat, there was last season, I think Tony didn't play in 7 or 8 games.
They drew one, like one.
They
the rest.
Drew one and won the rest, yeah.
Yeah.
So it goes to show they're not a one-man team, but when he plays for them, they do still do well.
Yeah, I mean, he scored 20 goals last season in 33 mental. Games.
So that's such a good return.
A fantastic, yeah.
Such a good return.
They're such a good team. Like I remember, I think I said to you, that they hadn't had such a busy window and I was a bit worried about them, and then they go to Craven Cottage and win 3-0 from a good
Fulham
team.
I do still think they will need a couple of players. I do still think they need that.
Yeah. Fulham are a good team, but they definitely need some improvement. The Jimenez deal I'm not too sure about. Is Pereira linked to go away as well?
He's had a few bids, but I think Jean
Palinha, of course, yeah.
I think he's been linked, but he's They're basically like, no, we want 80 million or nothing.
Yeah.
So I don't think he'll go this window. He's only had one good season.
Exactly.
Don't get me wrong, he had a really good season.
He did have a good season. He was very, very good.
Give him another season, or give him another, you know, 4 or 5 months till January and see how it goes from there.
No, I thought it was a great game. And Brentford played very, very well. Fulham were very poor.
The next game I really enjoyed.
Sorry?
The next game I really enjoyed watching.
The next game.
It was gutting, but I really enjoyed the actual game itself.
It was a really good game, yeah. I think, so it's Tottenham Man United.
Man United looked absolutely shocking.
Did they?
Yeah.
So
yeah, they did. They couldn't string passes together.
Yeah, so I think Man United, I think Rashford was trying too many tricks. He looked like he looked like he was trying to be the next Ronaldo or something. Lots of step overs, lots of flicks, lots of tricks.
Yeah.
Anthony, I don't...
He's a waste of space.
Yeah, I don't get him.
For me, what I notice is the midfield just doesn't work.
Yeah.
There's no balance. You've got Casemiro, who is a fantastic player. He looked off because he's got no support next to him at all.
Who did they play next to?
They had Mount and Bruno.
Oh, of course they did, yeah.
Now Bruno's
never a header, didn't he?
Mate, yeah, that header was absolutely dire.
Yeah.
That was completely Eric, that was.
Is that Mount's position to play in that kind
that's
of
number
That's
what they're trying to make
him, role.
But he's not that player.
No, that's what I mean.
He can't do that unless he's got two more defensive-minded players around him.
Because he's number 10, isn't he?
Yeah, really.
But so is Fernandes.
Yeah. It doesn't work for him. They need like a general centre mid. They've got their CDM. They've got an attacking mid. They need that general seat, that general centre mid, who can contribute in both areas. A proper box to box player.
Surely Christian Eriksen's better in that position than
I mean, he doesn't really tackle though, does he?
Well,
he's a playmaker.
I'd see him more as a number eight than Mount.
Yeah, I think Casemiro, so. But Mount's got age and on his side, and they spent a lot of money on him.
Then move Fernandes or move Mount up in some sort of way. Move Fernandes.
Fernandes is better up further forward than Mount is.
But if you're saying he's youthful and that's where you want him to become, put him in there. Fernandes is getting old now.
Bruno's
isn't he?
Captain though.
True.
So they've got a real. I think they've got a real issue on their hands of where do they actually go from here. They need someone else in to sit in that midfield, or McTominay needs to play.
But then who do you take out?
You've got to rotate between Mount and Bruno, I think.
Mm. Yes,
or you've got to play a different formation to get them in.
Well, because I was thinking you've got Garnacho, who's playing, who's doing really well.
He showed some good glimpses.
Mm. And did you remove Anthony from that?
Yeah, I would. I don't think he's very
good. But then can you play Mount on the wing like that?
Yeah, he played it for Chelsea. Just cut inside. He's not a winger. He's an inside forward then.
But he's right-footed.
Just swap sides. You,
but then where'd you put Garnacho?
I think he can play on either wing. He's all right.
He's right-footed though, isn't he?
Yeah, but he can still play.
You want to cut in, didn't you? You want,
yeah, but you can just alternate, foot on you that can right alternate them.
It's interesting, but let's not take it away from Tottenham, who actually played really well. Like James Maddison, I think he left in a boot actually, didn't he, at the end? He had a protective boot on his foot.
Did he?
After the game, yeah.
I tell you who did play really well is Kulusevski.
Kulusevski, yeah.
He looked bloody brilliant.
Yeah, he did.
Lots of crosses in, lots of little dribbles, good passing range. Yeah, just looked really, really good. But a mention for United quickly is Onana. It's the first game I've watched him since he's moved. His passing is fucking incredible.
Okay, yeah.
He's doing long balls and it's pinpoint accuracy.
Yeah, he's like a Neuer type, isn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he's only really done it for me for a season or two. And all of a sudden he's gone like big money move, big team. And he's just, yeah, looked good. But he's still very flappy.
The jury's out on his goalkeeping ability for me, I think. At the minute.
As a footballer, I think he's brilliant.
Yeah.
As a goalie, yeah. As you said, jury's out.
Yeah. New into the team. He wasn't terrible, but I think he's going to build into that team. I think the whole United team will build and gel as they go forward together, to be honest.
Yeah.
Back to Tottenham, sorry. Is Romero, I thought, had a good game. Saar was probably the best player on the pitch.
Saar was brilliant.
Really?
Yeah,
good.
Saar was really good.
Shout out for Rich Atkinson. I'm going to say, I really don't like that bloke.
Yeah, I don't.
I think if I was on his team, and every time I didn't pass him the ball, or if I decided to take a shot because I thought I was in a good position and missed, and then see him like flounce around, punching the floor, like throwing my hands up in the air, I'd be so fucking annoyed with that as the person up front. I'd be like,
yeah,
where's Harry Kane? You've gone from Harry Kane, who would give you the ball, or could say you should have passed me the ball because actually Harry Kane's going to fucking score.
Mm.
If Richarlison's in a better position, you're not passing it to him, but you probably would have passed to Kane. Because you've got no fucking trust in Charles.
Yeah, 100%.
And then, to sum it up, to round it up, have you heard about his beef with Antonio?
No.
So, they've got a podcast, Antonio and Callum Wilson.
Yeah, I've heard a footballer's podcast or something.
Yeah. So, at the end of last season, Antonio said, was basically having a bit of a laugh.
I've heard this episode, yes.
Yeah, me too. At the expense of Richarlison, because he only got one goal. I think he got three yellow cards for three disallowed goals that he took his T-shirt off for, and actually his other goal. I mean, if we're going to talk about him, I should just say it, you know, 30 seconds later, Liverpool went up and scored the winner anyway, so it was pointless. But he's now said that when Tottenham play West Ham, he's not going to shake Antonio's hand.
Oh, grow up, mate.
So, is it Paqueta? He's the Brazilian, isn't he?
Paqueta, yeah, from West Ham.
Yeah, so apparently Antonio went up to him and went, what's this all about? And he said, well, you know what he's like. He's just not going to show you how. Doesn't like the disrespect that you showed to him, and that's just him. He's just not that bloke.
God.
So, that guy is your number nine.
Joe, what's going to be really funny when they play is if Antonio scores, you know he's going to do some celebrations, going to be taking the piss.
Yeah.
I mean, what did he do when he broke the record? He had a cardboard cutout of him, of himself in the stands, ready.
Yeah.
What the hell is he going to do if he scores against them?
Don't know.
I can't. Oh, that's going to be box office, mate.
He's going to be good. He's going to be good.
But he's not wrong, though. Everything he said is actually true.
Yeah.
It's factually correct.
It is. I think, you know, the jury's out for me on if you're a footballer and you slag off other footballers who you're going to get into contact with. I don't know, the professionalism in it, isn't there?
Yeah, I mean, it was, I get your point, but was it full on slagging off, or was it just a bit of a laugh?
Yeah.
Because everything he said, it was all factually correct. Like, yeah, he's having a laugh about it, but I think you have to. I can guarantee Richarlison would have done exactly the same if he had a podcast and it was role reversal. Because you can tell he's that sort of guy. He's a shithouse.
Yeah.
Look what he was doing when he was at Everton. He just took the piss out of everyone constantly.
So, yeah.
I think he deserves it.
I mean, you could take the conversation on a little bit further, begging, because I think he came back and he said to Antonio, like, oh, how many goals you scored in the World Cup? I think that says more about where Brazil's at as a team and the lack of strikers that they've got to be playing Atkinson as opposed to Ronaldo, you know, the greatest striker that has ever been.
Yeah.
Pele. all of those quality players. And now they've got a Richarlison. Anyway.
Yeah.
Man City, Newcastle?
Good game. Very close. Fantastic goal, may I add.
It was a brilliant goal, yeah.
But I think it's the first time I've seen for a while that Man City looked a bit shaky. They looked nervous.
They looked a bit shaky at the back, didn't they?
Yeah. And Laporte's obviously going now as well. He's going to Al Nassr, I believe. $25 million deal today.
Oh, is he? Oh, okay.
Well, as of today, Monday.
I heard Cancelo as well could be off to Barcelona.
Yeah, that's been done off, but they have no money, so they can't sign him.
Yeah.
Don't just smirk.
So
let's go there. Let's go there now. I mean, Cancelo's out of the team, and you know he wasn't there for 6 months, and they still smashed it. So and he's not lost as such.
No, but they also lost KDB for 4 months.
Yeah, potentially up to 4 months. That's a big loss, isn't it?
A huge loss. But with that, Mahrez is gone, Gundogan's gone.
So Foden goes into the middle. They're linked with someone from
standing at the weekend.
Reims, I think, in France.
Okay.
He's a right winger. That's obviously just squad depth, isn't it? There's no way it'll start.
I've not heard.
That's only just come out today, I think. So I don't think he's going to be a starter. But again, it's their face. They're trying to go and win the quadruple, the unprecedented quadruple.
Yeah.
Then I suppose you need those players. And as you said, they've lost so many good people. But Newcastle, I think, are going to surprise a lot of people again this season.
Well, I don't know if it'll be a surprise so much. I think
people are expecting them to flop because of Champions League. And they reckon the league will suffer because of it. I don't know whether it will. They've made some really good under the radar signings.
Yeah.
Like Harvey Barnes, I think you mentioned it last week. I think that's a great signing.
Because
It's a typical Newcastle, oh yeah, he's alright. Yeah, we'll get him in.
Yeah.
And he'll just elevate his game under any helm. So I think they could be a surprise package.
I don't think it'll be a surprise. genuinely, I think it's going to be an expected performance where they come in top four again.
We'll see, but really good game. I think I was unlucky not to get anything out of it.
Yep.
Next one, Villa Everton. I'm annoyed at this one. I predicted 3-0 and it was 4.
I know, yeah.
Fucking gutted.
Yeah.
Well, I saw this one coming. I saw it was going to be a hammering.
You did. I thought Everton would be a little bit tighter, but I mean, at the back,
Villa would absolutely.
Everton was shit all over the pitch.
Mate, I don't know what Sean Dyche is doing over there. He's a Premier League manager, and he's a Premier League manager, and they're not a Prem team at the moment.
But you know, they are struggling with injury. Calvert-Lewin came off again.
That guy cannot catch a break. I feel so bad for him.
Yeah.
He plays, what, 10 games a season at the moment?
Yeah, and this one was completely different injuries. His eye, wasn't it? Awobi came off injured. Decore.
Need to buy some players, don't they?
Yeah.
We need some depth. Need some depth ASAP.
I genuinely can't think of a player who played relatively well for Everton. Villa, on the other hand, just smashed it.
They're insane.
After last week, I was a little bit concerned, but then this week, they really did show
that they
cut the mustard.
I just had a feeling that it's not like Emery to get hammered.
No.
His teams don't get beaten convincingly like that. So the fact they did, he's obviously just gone, what the fuck are you lot doing? Like, pick it up.
Yeah.
And God, they delivered, didn't they?
Good goal from McGinn. I thought he really controlled the game quite well for that.
Is he still captain?
I think he is now because Mings is out, isn't he?
Yeah, but I think he was made captain before, wasn't he, last season?
Oh, yeah, Gerrard dropped Mings, didn't he? Did Emery bring Mings back in? I don't know. I can't remember.
I think John McGinn's still captain. He was doing well for him, so...
Yeah. Luiz is quality as well, isn't he? He controls the game. He pings the ball left and right. He's a good player.
Still a bit gutted we didn't get him last season.
I don't know. I don't know if what he'd do for us. I think he'd be a bit of a bench warmer. I think
good if depth, I was though. Him, I'd Douglas Luiz or Elneny.
Oh, I mean, no question.
Elneny.
Yeah, of course. Leon Bailey, he's doing good things at Villa.
Back from his injury now, and hopefully he'll deliver on what I think everyone hoped he would last season.
And then Duran got his first goal for Villa.
Who?
I mean, Duran.
Who's Duran?
Their striker.
I don't know who that is.
That they got, I think they got January last season. I think he got injured.
I don't remember.
He played a couple of games last season, came back this season. First touch, I think it was. A throw in, I think it was Ashley Young to Keane.
Oh, wow.
Didn't reach Keane, bounded him quite easily, bang, back in the net, good goal.
Happy days. Next game?
The next game is another good game, isn't it?
Just a quick one on the... Just before we go into this game, there is a bit of a public service announcement. Ali, if you're listening, just let us know you're okay, mate.
Yeah, let us know you're okay. Got a bit quiet, mate.
You've not responded to messages for, what, 2 days now?
Yeah.
Well, a day, but...
Because he was all mouth, wasn't he? Was it Happy Elise Day?
Yeah.
Happy Lovey Day.
Happy Caicedo Day.
Yeah.
Since Elise's not signed, we've not heard from Ali.
Not heard from him. Just, yeah, make sure, let us know you're all right, mate.
You know our email. Just drop us a WhatsApp. I don't mind anything.
Just let us know you're drop right. Podcast.
I messaged him today.
If anyone has heard or seen Ali.
Yeah. I messaged him today. Nothing.
God bless him.
Nothing. But yeah, as you can imagine,
unrelated topic. Should we talk about the West Ham Chelsea game?
Yeah, West Ham won 3-1, didn't they?
Wow.
Oh, yeah, hello. They did. Yeah. Smashing plays up.
Yes. Agüerd.
Sorry?
Agüerd.
Well, yeah. Bless you.
he scored a good goal, header, and then got himself sent off. 2 yellow cards. Bit silly, really, wasn't it? He gave the referee no choice there.
Bit silly. You sound like a commentator on FIFA.
Do I?
Yeah.
Oh,
that exact phrase, that's what they say all the time.
Yeah, sorry.
Oh, he's given the ref no choice but to send him off there.
And then Antonio's got a great goal.
Right, so I think it was Rob in the group chat that spoke about Antonio before. You never know what he's going to do. Oh, Travis said it last season as well, actually, when he was on. You never know what Antonio's going to do. And I think Antonio doesn't know what he's going to do.
Yeah.
Because no one expects him to shoot from there. Because you wouldn't. You take an extra touch and then maybe try and cross it back or cut it in or try and go in that corner.
There's a bullet.
But he just... Even his technique, the way he kicked it, looked weird. What his foot looked really flappy, the way he kicked it.
No.
His whole leg, it sort of just went...
Kicked it straight as a die.
Yeah, but it was a good hit, but it looked weird from the replays. But what a strike.
Great strike, yeah.
Like, it was a brilliant hit. You can't take it away from him. It just looked really strange.
Oh, fair enough.
But, yeah, what a fucking hit.
What a game. Chelsea looked really good going forward. Couldn't find the...
What do you think of Mudryk?
Find the end goal. Mudryk came on. He looks sharp. Like, he gets the ball, he looks sharp, he's pacey. You think, oh, he's going to do something. And then he doesn't really cut the mustard at the moment. I'm wondering if it will change, though.
He's going to be the new Adama Traore.
You reckon?
All the pace, no end product.
You reckon?
Could be. He's running the risk at the moment.
When did he sign? January?
Yeah.
So he's only been 6 months in the Premier League. It's a difficult.
Yeah, it does take a while to adjust. Yeah, of course.
But yeah, I mean, I'll be interested to see. I think Chelsea will come good.
I do. I mean, they're down as my sort of dark horse this season.
Yeah.
And I said about Newcastle, surprise everyone. I think they'll get top four still. But I think Chelsea could be the ones to break into that because they've got no European games this season, so they can just focus on the training side.
Yeah. And this should be one of the most competitive Premier League seasons.
Yeah,
it's been
hopefully.
For a long, long time.
Hopefully. Fingers crossed.
Yeah, fingers crossed. But yeah, overall, good game. Well done, West Ham.
Yeah. And we've got a game tonight, Palace versus Arsenal.
Yeah. Kicks off in about an hour and a half.
Could be a tight game, that.
Yeah, I always worry about Palace. They're a bit of a bogey team for us.
It's always a 2-1 or something like that result, or a 3-1.
For Palace, yeah.
Yeah, well, it could be either way, though, couldn't it? So.
Yeah, no, it really could. I don't know what to make of that, but we'll find out and we'll take the abuse as and when it comes, I'm sure.
Oh, I can't take the abuse from certain people anymore. Just, you know who you are.
Hi, guys. Make sure you're following us on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter so you don't miss a thing. How could you? Instagram is at Football Drop Podcast. Twitter is at Football Drop Pod. Thanks, Will, for that. Or just search us on Facebook, Football Drop Podcast.
Hello.
Oh, I love this podcast.
Do you reckon that could have been the bit where we said, who's introing this bit?
Yeah, probably would have been good. Yeah.
We're cracking on?
Yeah, let's keep it in, mate.
Okay, so we're going to do the Euro roundup, are we?
Let's do it.
Well done, Ben. I wish I'd thought of that. It's a slightly different. So I'm not going to go through all of the results. We've got a couple of weeks to catch up on. So I'll go through some of the headlines. Real Madrid are doing quite well. They beat Bilbao 2-0 in the first game. Barcelona drew 0-0 with Getafe. And Atletico Madrid won 3-1 against Granada at home. Valencia as well, a bit of a shout for Valencia because
I'm
not really sure where they're going to be going. Seems to be doing okay. Beat Sevilla 2-1.
Sevilla's still in like dodgy situations still from last season, do you reckon? Because they seem to have sold a few players.
I think there's
a few that have gone through over the weekend as well.
There's a few that's gone out. I don't think they're as bad as they in the position as they were last year. I think that they'll be looking to move themselves on and try and get back into that Europa League position, which obviously means that they're going to win it when they're in it. So, yeah. And then Valencia had Las Palmas this weekend, beat them 1-0. Real Madrid beat Almeria 3-1. Bit tighter than I think they wanted to. Barcelona had got a result at Cadiz. Atletico drew with Real Betis and Sevilla. Are playing as we speak right now. 40 minutes gone and it's 1-1. So table six, Real Madrid top, Valencia second, Girona got a bit of a nosebleed up there in third, with Atletico Madrid and Barcelona following suit. Bottom already is Almeria, and I see how Las Palmas do as well. It's going to be quite an interesting season, this, I think, in La Liga. I'm hoping that there's going to be some people knocking on the doors of the top two, especially with Atletico Madrid coming through. Mm-hmm. Where would you like to go to next, Ben?
Let's say Italy, shall we?
Okay, so in the Bundesliga, which I was on, Bayern beat Werder 4-0. Harry Kane got a debut goal.
4-0.
And he set one up.
Really nice. Well done, Kane. Can we support Kane a bit more now that he's not a Tottenham?
Yeah, because he's an England legend.
Yeah, cool. Okay. Just wait to see where you stood with that. But yeah, that's fine.
Yeah, Freiburg did Hoffenheim 2-1. Hoffenheim obviously up from last season. Stuttgart 5, Bochum 0. So Stuttgart doing well. Leipzig lost at Leverkusen 3-2. Borussia Dortmund beat Köln 1-0. Union Berlin started with winning ways with a 4-1 win over Mainz, and Frankfurt beat Darmstadt 1-0. So first game of the season in the Bundesliga. Serie A.
Let's go to Italy, fam.
Should we go to Italy, yeah?
We've been waiting for ages.
I don't know why you didn't say that in the first place.
Sorry, mate.
So again, first game of the season for them at the weekend. Napoli got off to winning ways away at Frosinone.
Smashed it.
Fiorentina beat Genoa 4-1. We want to go to Florence. Italy beat Monza 2-0. Roma drew with Salernitana 2-2. Lecce beat Lazio 2-1. And Udinese lost to Juve.
Nice.
I said the Euro roundups going to get a bit of a change, didn't I?
You did. What's that meant?
Saudi Pro League. Let's go there.
I guess we're not calling it the Euro Roundup anymore.
We're not calling it the Euro Roundup anymore. Al Ahly Saudi beat Al Hazim 3-1. Nice. This was the first game of the season, so the weekend before. Why would I start with that one? I don't even know if that's how you say it.
No, well, I mean, you definitely didn't say that with conviction.
Al Fia and Al Khalij 3-1 to Al Fia. Al Riyadh beat Al Wendha 1-0. Al Ittihad got off to winning ways against Al Raid, and Al Hilal beat Abha. This is a bad idea. Al Ittihad beat Al Nasir 2-1.
Oh, Gerard won.
Yeah, he beat one in his first game, yeah.
Oh.
Second game, so over the course of the last weekend, Damac 2, Al Riyadh 2, Riyadh rather. Al Khalij lost to Al Ahly Saudi. Al Fessa won away at Al Akdud. Al Weida beat Al Shabab 3-1. Al Etifak won 2-0 against Al Hazm. Al Nasir again lost to Al Tawun. Abha and Al Raid 1-0. Al Hilal drew with Al Feha. And then Al Ittihad beat Al Tay 2-0.
So the Saudi League gets the biggest segment of our podcast now, does it?
It doesn't get the biggest, but I just wanted to give it the attention that I think it deserves after spending so much money on European players.
Okay.
Just to say that Al Ittihad are top of the Pro League, Al Ahly Saudi, and then following up Al Ettifaq.
Nice, nice.
Al Nasir, interestingly, is sitting in 15th place.
Wow, Ronaldo's not doing that well, is he?
No.
Not good at all.
Well, I'm exhausted after that. Ben, you got anything to say?
No, except you smashed it. I was really impressed, especially with your pronunciations. Fantastic.
Thank you. I feel like it just rolled off the tongue. Didn't get stuck on any of them.
It looked like it was stuck kind of like the top of your mouth, then the bottom, then the sides, then it came out.
Yeah.
So you absolutely smashed it.
Thank you. Have you got anything you want to add? I feel like we need some inspiring words from you, Ben, to end the podcast.
No, nothing from me.
Tom Davis style. Go. No. Tell us a story.
Oh, sod that. I'm not doing that. Mate, I don't know how he thinks of it on his feet like that.
It's mental, isn't it?
Because 100% he does not plan that.
No.
Because you can tell he goes, yeah, all right, so, Yes, Big Top D. Just want to give you a shout. There's a kid on the street. You're like, what? What are you talking about?
No, he only goes, there once was a snail called Maud.
Maud the snail. I just wanted to say quickly, actually.
Oh.
We've got over 100 people on our FPL now.
Oh, right, yeah.
So thank you, guys. It's wicked. If you're part of it, you can still join. Code's out. We've got our top five that we'll do every week. We'll put it on the social. I say we. This guy. That guy over there will.
And well done for Crusado for having such a quality debut.
Yeah, bless him.
Let's leave you there.
Cheers,
mate. Until next week.
Bye-bye.
Ta-ta.
Hi, everybody. Thanks for listening to today's episode. Please give us 5-star on your podcast provider, whatever one that may be, and help us hashtag drop the pod.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market. Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.